USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the separation of families that cross the border illegally. One of the things discussed was how they are not really families.
The vast majority, vast majority of children who are in the care of HHS right now, 10,000 of the 12,000, were sent here alone by their parents. That's when they were separated.
Fired FBI Director James Comey refused to appear before Congress today to talk about the handling of the Clinton email investigation. And his fired Deputy Director Andrew McCabe asserted his Fifth Amendment rights. News also came out today that former Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to show up for a Senate Judiciary hearing looking into the IG report that came out, which detailed some of the bungling of Mr. Comey's handling of the Clinton email investigation. And finally, for the 14th year in a row, Chick-fil-A is celebrating Cow Appreciation Day on July 10th. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked what is being done to take care of some of the leaks at the FBI.
In addition to creating a new policy to make it painfully and crystally clear so no one can have an excuse that they don't know what the rules are, I put in place a new policy in November. We've created a dedicated leak investigation unit inside the Bureau specifically focused to ensure that those investigations have priority.
Tesla is investigating how one of its cars appeared to suddenly catch on fire on a busy street in Los Angeles on Friday. The Model S that caught on fire belonged to actress Mary McCormick's husband. Jason Levine is a director of automotive safety. He says there's bigger issues here than Tesla's vehicle catching on fire.
What's going on with the Tesla battery, of course, is that there's a lot of them. There's a lot of lithium ion in one place. And so when it does catch on fire, the bigger concern immediately is, are first responders adequately trained to address what to do with these batteries?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today, President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. Let's take a listen to what the president said regarding space travel.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. It is going to be something so important.
There's still a lot of reaction and feedback out there regarding the NFL's new policy that was approved last month regarding players being allowed to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, but if they're on the field, they do have to stand. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Theismann believes there will be an unintended consequence to this ruling.
I've learned one thing. If you tell the National Football League players that they have to do something, there's a good chance that some of them are not going to cooperate.
I feel bad about
the fact that if one decides to kneel, then this whole thing rears its ugly head again.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and Theismann also said he believes the NFL needs to do more to show what they're doing when players do voice these concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.